ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone, and Texts 14, 15, and 16. We have the verse on the board, Sloka 16. So I will read text 14 and 15, and then together we'll read text 16. Drisba mahadbhutam raja rajasuye mahakratau vasudeve bhagavati sayujyam chedibhi bhuja tatrasinam surarisim raja pandu shutakatau Prapacha bishmita mana muninam shimbatangidam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O King, at the Rajasuya sacrifice, Maharaj Yudhisthir, the son of Maharaj Pandu, personally saw Shishupal merging into the body of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Therefore, struck with wonder, he inquired about the reason for this from the great sage Narada, who was seated there. While he inquired, all the sages present also heard him ask his question. Text 16. Sri Yudhisthir Uvacha. Aha ate adbhutam hi etat. Durlabhai kantinam api. Vasudeve pare tatve. Praptis chaidyasya vidvisha. Si yudhisthir uvacha. Aho ati adbhutam hi etat. Durlabhai kantinam api. Vasudeve pare tatve. Praptis chaidyasya vidvisha. Sri Yudhisthir uvacha. Aho ati adbhutam hi etat. Durlabhai kantinam api. Vasudeve pare tatve. Praptis chaidyasya vidvisha. Word for word meaning. Si Yudhisthir uvacha. Maharaj Yudhisthir said. Aho. O. Ati adbhutam. Very wonderful. He. Certainly, etat, this, durlabha, difficult to attain, ekantinam, for the transcendentalist, api, even, vasudeve, in Vasudeva, pare, the supreme, tatve, the absolute truth, prapti, the attainment, Chaidyasya of Shishupal Vidvisha envious. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired, "It is very wonderful that the demon Shishupal merged into the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though extremely envious. This Sayujya Mukti is impossible to attain even for great transcendentalists. How then did the enemy of the Lord attain it?" Everybody please repeat. Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired, "It is very wonderful that the demon Shishupal merged into the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though extremely envious. This Sayujya Mukti is impossible to attain even for great transcendentalists. How then did the enemy of the Lord attain it?" Good question. Srila Prabhupada's purport. There are two classes of transcendentalists, the jnanis and the bhaktas. The bhaktas do not aspire to merge into the existence of the Lord, but the jnanis do. Shishupal, however, was neither a jnani nor a bhakta. Yet, simply by envy of the Lord, he attained an exalted position by merging into the Lord's body. Certainly, this was astonishing. And therefore, Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired about the cause for the Lord's mysterious mercy to Shishupal. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Text 16. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurundilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivisakambitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvari Visavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kipasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Yudhisthir Uvacha, Aho ati advutam hi etad, durlaiba kantinam api, Vasudeve pare tatve, praptischaidyasya vidvisha. So here, the mystery of how Shishupal is being so envious of the Supreme Lord, and at the same time, even after being killed by the Supreme Lord, attained Sayujya Mukti. It's a mystery because, as we've heard from the verse, that even great transcendentalists like Gyanis or Bhaktas is very difficult to attain. Actually, Shishupal is a relative of Lord Krishna. His mother is sister of Vasudev, the father of Lord Krishna. But as we've heard also previously, that this Shishupal is none other than Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu has another brother, Hiranyaksha. These two brothers are none other than Jai and Vijay, who were the doorkeepers, chokidars, no sleeping chokidars, in the spiritual world. They're very alert. They were cursed by the Charakumaras, the first sons of Lord Brahma. Even though they were looking like merely 5-year-old boys, but they are like the eldest, because due to their austerities and being celibate, and they were barred to enter the kingdom of God. So they were cursed. Lord Narayan took the responsibility of the actions of his disciples or devotees, and they were cursed to take birth in the material world. And Lord Narayan, he gave them a choice: 3 births as demons or 7 births as devotees. And they chose to be demons, so that they can expedite their being in the material world and return immediately to their seva. So would you like to be like that also? To be demons? We are demons. That's why we are here in the material world. But we're not expediting our staying here to go back to Godhead. We're not expediting. We want to stay in the material world as long as possible. This is the nature of the conditioned souls. So, this is the last life of Shishupal. When Shishupal took birth, he had 3 eyes and 4 hands. And there was a celestial voice saying that whoever Jai Sisi Gornitai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Sisi Krishna Balaram, the 2 cows also Ki Jai, and Shiradesham Lalita Visakha Devi Ki Jai Giriraj Ki Jai. So the celestial voice saying that whoever will put this child into a human form's life, and as soon as the 2 hands will disappear, and one of the eyes will disappear, will be the one who will kill the child. It will be the cause of his death. So the father of Shishupal is a famous king in Chedi. So thousands and thousands of kings comes and princes, and they put Shishupal on their lap, and nothing happened. But one day, Krishna and Balaram, they were traveling, and they passed by the kingdom of Chedi. And because Shishupal is also attractive. But in the beginning, actually, he was crying like an ass that the parents are ready to throw him and get rid of him and rather him be killed, but he was stopped. They were stopped. So in any case, Krishna and Balaram came, and Krishna, he took Shishupal on his lap. Lo and behold, the two arms disappeared, and one of the eyes also disappeared. He became like a normal person. So the mother was so afraid. She understood that Krishna will be the one who will be the cause of Shishupal's death. Lord Krishna assured the mother of Shishupal that he will remain alive until the 100th insult that was be given to me. So that was prolonged. So many insults. For us, we've been insulted once, we'll retaliate, and we're ready to smash the other person. Right? But Lord Krishna is very sober. He remained equipoised in any situation. And so, the mother was so happy. But later on, especially when Rukmini was kidnapped, Rukmini actually only heard about Krishna. And she sent a messenger, a brahmana, to Lord Krishna to be saved, to rescue her, because her brother Rukmi would like to have her be married to Shishupal. But she didn't like the idea. So she rather be married in a Rakshasa style wedding. There are different kinds of marriage in Vedic times. Now they don't even get married. In those days, and sometimes also when the boy eloped with a girl without the permission of the parents, this is also considered as like a Rakshasa style wedding. So Krishna was there at the time of the day when Rukmini supposed to choose a husband, but Lord Krishna, he took Rukmini, and no one complained, no one stopped. Only when both of them are in the chariots and everybody start to run after Krishna to stop Krishna. So on that day started, he's always so envious. This is the envious of Krishna, Shishupal. So envious, he will do anything and everything to put down Krishna. So this is the culmination, the 100th insult of Shishupal towards Krishna at the time of Rajasuya sacrifice. Rajasuya sacrifice means the kings being established as the emperor of the whole world. In those days, 5,000 years ago, many, many kings. Now, to conduct a Rajasuya sacrifice, the king has to send horses with also his men, a white horse especially. And this horse will go to different kingdoms, and all the kings, if they accept the sender of the horse to be the supreme, then he will pay tax. Now, if he does not want to agree paying tax, there'll be a battle, there'll be a war. And you have to defeat the king, the one who's sent. And if you're not able to defeat him, you have to give up your life. So the messengers were sent in all four directions. Bhima, Arjun, Nakula, Sahadev, they all went to different places, all over corners of the globe. And everybody gave their donation. Even though King Yudhisthira at that time, he has a treasure house that is so much full. It's so full that he can have so many Rajasuya sacrifices and it will not be emptied. But still, the process has to be done. To do this Rajasuya sacrifice is so difficult. You have to have perfect brahmanas who will be able to chant the perfect meter of the mantras. And there is a checker, brahmanas also. If you commit a mistake, this checker will tell you, you made a mistake, repeat it again. So he cannot be sleeping. The checker, if he is not able to detect and there is some mistake, then the whole yajna is not going to be successful. So all the sages, all the great, great brahmanas in those days, they all came. Even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva came. This is a great sacrifice. Now, you need also golden utensils to do it. Nowadays, we do yajna with wooden, right? Wooden, what do you call this? When you do swaha, they use wood. In those days, everything gold. Even the pot that we use nowadays is made of clay, right? In those days, everything gold. Golden, not gold-plated. Gold, 24 carats. Who can do that in this day and age? It'll cost billions and billions of dollars. Maybe if you have block money, you can do it. What part of this Rajasuya sacrifice, yajna, is also to have this agra puja. Agra puja means who will receive the first worship? Who will receive the first worship of this sacrifice? And Bhishma Dev first says, it should be Lord Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the perfect brahmachari. Better than me, he said. Now, we know that Bhishma Dev, he took a vow of celibacy. Right from the very took birth, from the early age, he's celibate. Naistika brahmachari. But he said, no, Lord Krishna is better than me. I can be agitated If I've been surrounded by 16,108 beautiful women, but Lord Krishna, no. He may have 16,100 wives, but he's not agitated at all. Completely satisfied. He is the right person. And Sahadev, also, yes, he should be. He should be the one. And he gave so many reasons why. He's the knower of the Vedas. He's the conclusion of the Vedas. All the great sages proclaim that he is Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Uttamam. He's the abode of everything. Everything rests in him. He's the source of everything. He should be the first person. Even though there are many others also in that assembly, great, great sages, many seniors also, elderly people. But Lord Krishna, compared to seniority, he's not that senior. Compared to age, no. Others are more considered to be learned as brahmanas in a sense. But Sisupal says no. He cannot be. Why? He's just a coward boy. How can you give the first worship to a coward boy? There are so many kings in the assembly here. If there's anyone to be worshipped first, they should be the first ones. He doesn't even know his varna. Neither Kshatriya nor Vaishya. What does he know? He cannot be. He's completely lusty. He has 16,108 wives. How can that be? He cannot be. But Sahadev, he counteracted all of this again and again. If you don't mind, I can read some parts of the Mahabharata, what Shishupal told. Is that okay? Sahadev said. Is that okay? I don't usually open the computer, Bhakta computer. I'll read first what Shishupal was saying. Ladies and gentlemen, I can appreciate now the statement of the Vedas that, after all, time is the predominating factor. In spite of all endeavors to the contrary, the time element executes its own plan without opposition. There are many learned sages and elderly persons present, but still they have accepted the statement of a foolish boy. This means that the influence of time, even the intelligence of such honored persons as are present in this meeting, can be misdirected. I fully agree with the respectable persons present here that they are competent enough to select the personality who can be first worshipped. But I cannot agree with the statement of a boy like Sahadev, who has spoken so highly about Krishna and has recommended that Krishna is fit to accept the first worship in the sacrifice. I can see that in this meeting there are many personalities who have undergone great austerities, who are highly learned, and who have performed many penances. By their knowledge and direction, they can deliver many persons who are suffering from the pangs of material existence. There are great rishis here whose knowledge has no bounds, as well as many self-realized persons, and brahmanas also. And therefore, I think that any one of them could have been selected for the first worship, because they are worshipable even by the great demigods, kings, and emperors. I cannot understand how you could have selected this cowherd boy, Krishna, and have left aside all these other great personalities. I think Krishna to be no better than a crow. How can he be fit to accept the first worship in this great sacrifice? We cannot even ascertain as yet to which caste this Krishna belongs or what his actual occupational duty is. Krishna does not belong to a respectable family. He is so independent that no one knows his principles of religious life. It appears that he is outside the jurisdiction of all religious principles. He always acts independently, not caring for the Vedic injunctions and regulative principles. Therefore, he is devoid of all good qualities. See here, Shishupal is indirectly glorifying Lord Krishna. Because that's true. He is the only one who is independent. We all depend on Krishna. No one is independent. Of course, we have minute independence because Krishna is the absolute independent. Whatever we have, Krishna has also. But Krishna has it in the unlimited degree. For us, very little. So indirectly, we are hearing Shishupal praising Krishna, if you know how the way it is. He is not within the jurisdiction of the Vedic injunction. That's true, because he is the knower of the Vedas. He is the compiler of the Vedas. And therefore also, he's beyond the jurisdiction of the Vedas. Everything that Krishna perform is attractive and absolute. No wrong. His stealing is different than our stealing. He steals the garments of the gopis, he steals the butter and the yogurt of the neighboring cowherd maidens' houses. He steals the heart of all the Brajabasis. Now, if we steal one fruit, can we say that is okay? No. We are culpable by the laws of nature, karma. Krishna, no. He can do anything and everything what he likes. This is because he is a supreme personality of Godhead. He has no qualities, yes, nirguna. He doesn't have material qualities, but he has transcendental qualities. Yes, so he does not care for any conventions of social or religious principles. He is beyond this. Shishupal went crazy because Krishna was elected the first person to be worshipped. Actually, he did not do any problem in the beginning of this Rajasuya sacrifice. He wanted to wait for the right moment, because if he did it in the beginning, if he mentioned something in the beginning that no, Krishna should not be, he waited later on, then they can still choose somebody else besides Krishna, which means the Rajasuya sacrifice will still become successful or complete. So everyone was so mad, so hurt about what Shishupal mentioned regarding Lord Krishna. But Lord Krishna was peaceful, shanti. He didn't say anything. Many of Shishupal's companions, they started to leave. They don't want to hear even what Shishupal was saying. They started to go out and move. But then Shishupal just kept going on and on and on, and others started to take off their swords from their you know, the sheath from the sword, or the sword from the sheath, you know, the cover. They're ready to attack. Everybody was just like gonna jump on Shishupal, and immediately when this time came, Lord Krishna released his chakra. No, not like that. Something like that. And immediately cut off the head of Shishupal. Now, Lord Krishna's chakra is very, very sharp. Not like the doctor's scalpel. That's very sharp also. That it did not create any spillage of blood. Now, is there any doctor very expert in operation? When you do operation, no blood will come out? Usually there's so much, you know, blood. You need transfusion of blood. This is very important, because if there was one drop of blood spilled to the ground, the Rajasuya sacrifice is completely destroyed. Completely destroyed. And they saw Shishupal's, when he left the body, the soul with the light came inside the body of Lord Krishna. It's what you call Sayujya, merging into the body of the Supreme Lord. Now, Shishupal is not a devotee. Well, in this episode, he's not a devotee. Originally, as we mentioned earlier, he's a devotee. He's one of the two doorkeepers in Vaikuntha. So, but this is the nature. He merged for some time in the body of Lord Krishna, and then after some time, he was reinstated along with Dantavakra in their post. But then later on, we've heard that because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will perform his lila, they came back again as Jagai and Madai. So they broke their promise. They want to prolong now as devotees. Because this Jagai and Madai, even though they're the worst, very sinful. And as Prabhupada says, in those days there is only one Jagai and Madai. And nowadays they are practically 99.99% Jagais and Madais. That they want to perform lila with the Supreme Lord, and therefore they became Madhava and Jagannath. So Krishna here, we've been hearing for the last few days, the verses previous to this, that Lord Krishna is very partial to his devotees. He is impartial, of course. Samoham sarbabhu tesu name dvista stinapriya. He is equal to everyone. He gives liberation to both the demons and the devotees. But for the devotees, when through their reciprocation with the Supreme Lord, they want to offer service to the Supreme Lord, then the Supreme Lord reciprocates in such a way that when they become perfect, they will attain a position whereby they'll be able to perform pastimes with him. This is reciprocation from the Supreme Lord. Unlike the demons who wants to deny the existence of Krishna, wants to deny the existence of God, they don't care whether there is God or not, they don't want to follow His laws, His rules and regulations. Krishna also reciprocates, but they smash them. He smashed them. They're smashed. And both for their own benefit. They're being smashed, but because this is out of love of Krishna. That smashing to the demons so that they will learn when they suffer from the reactions due to time. Again, this time, this kala is the factor whereby Krishna says that He's equal to everyone because of the time factor. Whatever we did in the past, we're all going to receive. Whether the devotees, whatever they perform in the past, they will receive now and in the future. The demons, whatever they did in the past, and whatever they did way so many lifetimes, they will receive now and in the future. So Krishna is equal to everyone. This Rajasuya sacrifice, going back to Rajasuya sacrifice, is not possible in this day and age. But it says that thousands and thousands of Rajasuya sacrifices, Agnihotra sacrifices, this horse sacrifice, Asvamedha sacrifices, thousands and thousands of these sacrifices is equal to one sacrifice. Sankirtan Yagya. And in this day and age, you don't need to have mountains and mountains of gold to perform Sankirtan Yagya. You don't need even perfect pronunciation of the holy name to perform, to take part in the Sankirtan Yagya. We've heard in China, you know, they don't even chant the Hare Krishna because they don't have R. So they say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. But because they are sincere, there's so many devotees now are joining in China. In different parts of the world, they have different accents how they chant Hare Krishna. It's like in Russia, Hare Krishna, you know. Or in, somewhere in South America, they have different ways how to pronounce the holy name. But what really matters is one's sincerity and one's devotion to please the Supreme Lord. Then it can be perfect. The Supreme Lord will accept. So certainly this is very astonishing. That in this day and age, we can perform the same sacrifice thousands and thousands times more if we only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He says that this chakra of Lord Krishna became Lord Nrisimhadev. This chakra incarnated as Lord Nrisimhadev. That's why most of the temples, When we install a temple, inaugurate a temple, there's always chakra for protection. Lord Nrisimhadev means mercy to protect His devotees. And the same chakra that saved Ambarish Maharaj and cut Shishupal's head is Nrisimhadev. So if you get touched by Lord Krishna's chakra, you're very, very fortunate. But not everyone can be touched by this chakra. You have to be a very big demon like Shishupal. This demoniac mentality that we have has to be purified by this chanting of the holy name of the Lord. It's none different than this chakra of Lord Krishna, O Lord Narayan. I will stop here. Any questions? Any comments? Krishna's love for everyone is equal. Whether you're a demon or a devotee. But Prabhupada says, don't be a demon. You may say, oh, I can be a demon. I go back to Godhead also. But don't lose the privilege of how you'll be able to reciprocate with Krishna in loving way, loving relationship. That is the difference. Because Krishna wanted everyone to go back home, back to Godhead, whether one is a demon or a devotee. He's the same. He's equal. It's not that, oh, because you're a demon, you're disqualified. You cannot go. In Kali Yuga, the more you are degraded, the more you are demoniac in nature, the more you are qualified in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Isn't that amazing? The more we are degraded, the more we become qualified in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Krishna is more eager than us to go back home, back to Godhead, than we do. He's always waiting for us. Last analogy that Prabhupada gave about being equal to everyone, just like a teacher. He teaches everyone, every student in the classroom. Even if you don't make your assignment, even if you don't do your homework, the teacher will still teach you. But he will give more attention to those who are doing good in the class. Is that correct, Adi Purush Prabhu? In VIH, it's like that also? That is what you call impartial. Equal to everyone. But at the same time, partial to those who are attentive, is doing their homework. But it looks like you're all doing your homework, right? Yes? You're all coming to the morning program as much as you can and chant your Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in your beads. And try to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books whenever you can. So we're all doing our homework. We can only try. Krishna, everything will depend on Krishna, whatever He desires for us. But trying, we must. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande.